Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you, I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Of course, that was Andre Simone, a snippet of America, but today is a big day, this childhood friend. And is it obvious that I really, really would like to see a reunion of Prince's original lineup? You know, definitely need to hear more about the concert last, what was it, on the 25th? Oh, Prince Third Eye Girl and Bobby Z performing. I really would love to see a reunion with this original lineup. And also, a lot of my just Purple Peeps or fellow Prince music lovers and Minneapolis sound lovers always say they would love to see the Revolution. So we could see like the combination of the Revolution, the original MPG band, and the original lineup bandmates, Gail Chapman and all, that would be a blast. But happy 5-5 to the man himself, Prince Rogers Nothing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy birthday to Prince. But so, game one, San Antonio Spurs won, beat Miami on their home turf. I watched the game. I did watch the game. I enjoyed Jimmy Kimmel live also, and Will Smith's first appearance on the show was a good one, and I love the battle between Shaquille O'Neal and the cute little boy. What's his name? Titus. I love that. I mean, my goodness, that was not a contest. He just beat Shaquille like it wasn't nothing. But that was a really good broadcast of Jimmy Kimmel live show. Really, really awesome. But feel free to call in and talk about sports, about the NBA Finals. I love both teams, but obviously I think San Antonio Spurs is more of a team of teamwork, usage of the overall team. And when this team works, then, you know, that's what happens. But then also Miami Heat, it was teamwork on their part last night also, but what are your thoughts regarding the game? If you want to talk about that, I'm going to the chat room because I know a lot of you like to chat in the chat room. But another number is 714-409-0614. But a dear friend of the show and my amazing Facebook friend, Alatino Brown, I've been talking with him this morning, and he is co-producing the new Soul Train is coming back. So we'll try to, hopefully he'll call in or I'll try to call him. But I'm more than likely I'll do a weekend edition tomorrow, and I know that auditions will be on, casting will be held on Wednesday, and they're going to do like the first taping in like a week and a half. So Alatino Brown, friend of the show, he is co-producing the new Soul Train. Oh man, I love me some American Bandstand Soul Train. And locally here we had a popular TV show, dance show hosted and produced by Lee King, a friend and mentor of mine, called Our Black Gold. Those three shows, oh my God. Friday nights, loved Soul Train. Then Saturday mornings, watch my cartoons and, you know, do morning. I love Saturdays. You know, you do your morning stuff, you have fun, clean up or you go places, all that good stuff, but never miss Black Gold, which was a local dance show, and American Bandstand. So, if anybody would bring American Bandstand back, I'm sure it would be our friend Ryan Seacrest. But such good news, because all of us knew that Soul Train franchise had been sold to a new company, and I know they had a cruise like earlier this year, like back in February, Soul Train, a cruise that was sponsored by Soul Train, but Alatino is co-producer of the new Soul Train, and so he's like real excited and was giving me a wealth of information, and he would like to talk on Monday more about in depth regarding the return of Soul Train and the casting detail and location details. And as he and I was chatting, I was like jumping the gun, telling him, "Hey, you know, either I chat with him before this broadcast. I didn't chat with him before the broadcast or after the broadcast. And then if I can get him on before the end of the broadcast to let those of you that are interested in auditioning and being cast to be a part of the new Soul Train, then, you know, provide that information, the locations and the time where all of that will be happening. I do know casting will be on next Wednesday. And if you're on Facebook, check out Alatino Brown. Then you can contact him directly. All right there, Alytino Brown. And I'm super excited. Soul Train coming back. We've been hearing that. But again, I can't wait to hear American Bandstand is coming back too. But I'm super excited. So those bands and groups that want to return to Soul Train or those that always thought your opportunity was lost as a performer on Soul Train, Soul Train is back in full effect. Seriously, they're going to cast in next Wednesday, taping like within the next 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, like soon after the casting date, there is a tape date schedule. I don't want to give out the wrong information, but the casting is next Wednesday. You know, they're having a meeting Saturday of the producers, and then casting would be next Wednesday, and then they're going to do their first taping like really, really soon after that. So, Alatino, if we get him on the line today, that's what he's going to talk about, the casting and the excitement of the return of it. But we're going to do an in-depth, you know, interview, you know, press release on Monday. And he would like to talk to those of you that are interested in talking with him also, those of you on internet radio and commercial radio and community radio. And I suggest that the writers and bloggers get on it too. So this is very exciting and breaking news regarding the return of Soul Train. Oh, my God. And, you know, it better be, you know, it takes all of us to show that support and so it can be good, you know, a very good production, the return of Soul Train. But, again, happy birthday to Prince, my baby Prince.
Tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me beg. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must the brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute. Yeah, do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 oh. and want to treat a man so bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Treating you good on your birthday and everyday, Prince.
Four kids in our backyard, but you went away.
Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing, singing.
Could I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you.
Would have done better.
I love that. Could have, would have done better. But we're not should have, could have, would have told Prince happy birthday because we're telling Prince happy birthday. Purple people all around the world are super excited. This is like a holiday whenever June 7th comes. Yeah, for real, because we love celebrating Prince's birthday. I mean, really. So happy birthday to the purple one. 5 years young, and that is good. That is real cool. Yes. Good morning. How are you?
What's
your name?
Well,
where are you calling from? Excuse me.
This is Rita, and I'm in California.
Oh, hi, Rita. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you. And today is my son's birthday.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. I can hear you. What's on your mind? Sports or just want to talk in general? Certain topics on your mind?
Can I ask who sang that song that you just played?
That was Larry Graham and Prince. Larry Graham.
Okay.
Yeah, Larry Graham. I'm 44, but I grew up on LPs, and I used to love Graham Central Station. And man, but you know Prince and Larry Graham are really good friends, and when he performed last week in Minneapolis, I had seen where Larry Graham was scheduled to perform at a couple gigs, and I'm wondering did Prince perform with him?
Yeah, I didn't realize today was his birthday, and it's my son's birthday.
Yeah, today is his birthday. Yep, 55 years young, June 7th. 55. I have so many friends that are Geminis. But yeah, today's his birthday.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the sun to come up so I can call my son. Today's his 21st birthday.
Oh, for real? I'll tell him happy birthday. Listen, I love birthdays. My birthday's in August. When's your birthday?
November.
November, baby. My mom's birthday's in November. So let's tell your friend happy birthday. What's his name?
No. It's my son, and his name is
Brian. Brian,
yes.
That is
yes.
A unique name. Huh. That is a unique name. Brian, B-R-I or E-O-N?
No, I-I-O-N.
Okay, wow. That's a different name. I know Dion's and then you hear other names, but Brian. Happy birthday to Brian. He's a college student working.
Going to college, working. And hopefully not celebrating too much since he's turning 21.
That's right. 21 was a big deal to me. I know it was a big deal to you, too. Like, 21. Yay.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to him.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I like that song.
Wow. But I'm in the Deep South, and it's getting day. So you have about an hour or two before daylight, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. In sunny California.
And it's going to be over 100 at my house this weekend.
Wow. So I'm sure you have birthday plans for, what are the plans for the birthday weekend?
Oh, no. He's away at college.
Oh, okay. So he's okay. But I know as soon as he get back, you're going to have that birthday dinner or birthday.
I put money in his account.
Oh, so that was birthday celebration right there.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good right there.
Yeah.
So he must be in another state. Is he?
No,
is he in another state or in California also?
Another city. It's like
where?
4 hours away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Because I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and so that's like going to New Orleans. So he's like, okay. New Orleans is about 3 to 4 hours away from where I'm at. So, okay. So he should have a good weekend. You all a sports fan?
Yeah.
So what, are you rooting for any of the basketball for the San Antonio or Miami? I love the Lakers and the Clippers and Golden State also, but when they're not in it, do you have a fade between the two that's playing now?
I'm from Texas, so I want the Spurs, but I also want LeBron to get a back-to-back.
Oh, yeah, you know what, I'm torn too. Yeah. Oh, you're from Texas. If you listen to the show every so often, you know how much I love Dallas and Texas, the state of Texas. So I won't get too nosy because I'm like, well, where are you from? You're from Dallas or you're from Houston or somewhere else? But yeah, I'm excited for San Antonio. That's a bad team. So
yeah.
If Miami beat San Antonio, it's a well-deserved winning. So I'm with you. It'd be good to see that back to back. But San Antonio Spurs, that is one bad team. Also, I mean, they just consistently on point throughout the years. So to me, if Miami win the championship, it's going to be a well deserved win. Being a team of that caliber,
I just want to see him get a back to back.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so that's like, wow. It kills me when, like, favorite teams of mine play each other. I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? So, yes, I hear you, too. So that's, I mean, Tony Parker, the whole team, they just do their thing. But I noticed Miami, the whole team stepped forward last night also. Because, honestly, one while it looked like Miami was going to win. But I'm like, whoa.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, do you all like football? Is your son, sounds like he's definitely academic. But is he an athlete also, a student athlete?
No, he's more academic. But, you know, he has hobbies. Like, he surfs.
He
surfs, he goes hiking, stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Wow, we used to read up from California. So, wow, that's nice of you to call, too. Do you listen often, or is it the first time?
No, I've listened to you before.
Oh, good. Really appreciate it. It's good to talk to my friends who listen to the show.
I enjoy it. You know,
good.
Like, and I'm
Thank
up
you.
Early in the morning.
Yeah,
so.
Good. Yeah, because sometimes I wonder, because some of my friends in England and across seas, they love to listen because they're in the afternoon. And then sometimes I wonder, because I do talk to a lot of my friends, and one of my friends from L.A. might call in this morning because he's co-producing the new Soul Train. And if you listen to the show, you might have heard me talk to him a few times, named Alatino Brown. And so he's, like, super excited that Soul Train is coming back. And so... Oh, they're going to be having castings, like, next week, and they're going to start taping, like, real soon. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. Soul Train? So
really,
I was hoping to get him on. Yeah, and he's in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's in L.A. So I have a lot of listeners and friends that call in from California. You all to get up early or you stay up all night?
I'm a morning person.
But yeah, exactly. That's me. I'm a morning person. Get things done. Wake up, because I'm drinking on my coffee right now and talking to you and celebrating Prince's birthday.
I have to tell my son I talked to him.
Yeah.
I have to
yeah.
tell him that he has the same birthday.
So you're like that too. Sometimes you're like the one that's up early in the morning, and then your friends or peers, you know, you better not call them early in the morning. So whenever I'm on the air live, don't hesitate to call. You want to share
okay.
news, or there's a topic you want to talk about. There's a lot of things happening. A lot of things. Are you in L.A. or are you outside of L.A.? Did your city or town have an election this week?
No. I live like an hour outside of Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, because I see, you know, Los Angeles has a new mayor, and so I didn't know if maybe if you were outside of L.A., if you all had elections also. So we have a new mayor here in the city of Jackson. It's probably been on you all's news also. Lumumba is our new mayor of the city of Jackson. So, you know, whenever there's a new mayor, he's a former city council person. So whenever there's a new mayor in the city, people tend to get excited. And we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the killing of Medgar Evers. You've probably been seeing that on national news also regarding the 50th anniversary of the death of Medgar Evers. And
I don't have television.
Okay. My favorite designer, Anthony Hankins, there in L.A., he does not have a television. Yeah, and a few other of my friends. And I step away from television. I don't have cable right now. And I'm one of those people that love reality TV. So that's the only thing that gets to me.
Yeah, this is my only form of entertainment. On my telephone, I listen to Blog Talk because I don't have internet or any of those things.
Oh, that is so cool. And you can get Blog Talk Radio.
Right, on my telephone.
On your phone. That is cool, too. I love Blog Talk Radio. I love it. I love hosting my show. I love listening to other shows. What are some of your other favorite shows?
I like to listen to Jay King in the morning on Sunday.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I think it's him. It's the seriously, I listen to it like before I get up and go to church. And I like to listen to a lot of Christian programs.
Me too. I do too. I like to listen to a lot of Christian and spirituality programs. I like listening to, like you were saying, shows like Jay King shows, and it shows that that pretty much talk about like hot topics, like, you know,
right.
What's happening. Like right now, and getting feedback from people regarding their thoughts. Let's see. And then there's some, but it's like the shows that I consider fun, they're still informative. You know, there's some shows that they present news, but in a like humorous way. You know, and I like some of those shows also.
Right. I like the real show that it comes on late. And I usually fall asleep on that show.
Oh, yeah. I like relationship shows. With you, Tim, you hear we talk about relationships. I like to hear the different perspectives coming from different people of different backgrounds regarding love and relationships. Yeah, so it's good to know and talk to someone about their favorite shows here at Blog Talk Radio, because this is a fun community. Do you ever chat in the chat rooms with us?
No, because I don't have internet.
Oh, yeah. So, but you can listen. Wow, that is amazing. That is good.
I can pull it up on my phone, and then I can call in the number.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's good. It's good to know that. Wow. So you still know more than most of the Blog Talk Radio, all these variety of shows we have. still know more than your friends and colleagues. Because these
shows
are
filled
with information. That's how I get some of my news, listening to the shows here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm like, wait a second, I haven't heard this on mainstream, you know, mainstream news. Like, I haven't heard anything about that. That's the first time I heard of this. Is there anything else you would like to, look, because I'm working on improving the delivery of the show, and I'm glad you called in. Is there anything else you would like to see or hear, interviews or certain types?
You have a great format.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Because like it to be, you know, I love the interaction. I love it when people call in, and then sometimes people, like right now, it's a lot of people in the chat room. So, you know, people, we chat, and then some people might decide to call in. And since it's an entertainment lifestyle show, we never run out of topics. Also, because we talk about health, fitness. It seems like, you know, we all have that in common, even if we're in the best of shape. What's going on in the news? I'm always interested in what's going on in towns and cities that listeners are listening from worldwide. And I'm amazed at the worldwide listeners, but I really appreciate the listeners in California and New York. We have a lot of listeners from those two major states, California and New York, and I'm like, cool. Love it. Universal love.
That's what
it's
all about.
Do you have any, like, words of advice for listeners? Because I know you mentioned church. You seem so positive yourself. And if you listen to the show, you know, I love to ask people about all their, like, advice or their thought for the day or, what the, you know, just that positive vibe. And you never, you know, I'm always finding now you never know who's listening. Sometimes people just want to hear if it's the word believe. You know, just believe we can do it.
I just basically tell people, you know, if you go in love, you'll always have peace and you'll always create harmony.
Go in love.
And you'll have peace.
You said, and have peace.
And you'll create harmony.
And you create harmony. Wow, that's touching me. I'm for real. That's touching me. And you'll always have harmony. And that's regardless of what's going on with you or around you.
Exactly.
Some people don't watch, because some people don't watch the news because they don't want to get sad. So that's a good thought, even, you know, for people that think, you know, think like that. I don't watch the news because it's too depressing, you know. But, you know, let's keep that harmony within us, huh?
It starts from within
Wow.
inside.
Yeah. And then Tide. Did you say Tide?
No, I said it starts from inside.
Inside, exactly. Exactly. I was talking about something like that on Facebook last night. But, yeah, inside. And don't be afraid to go inside of you. I think sometimes some of us are afraid to go inside of ourselves. You know, but don't be afraid, because, you know, you might find something new, something interesting.
Definitely.
But, hey, I like that about me. I'm like, wait a second. So, yeah, and then if you find something we don't like, and if it's something that we can change, then let's work on changing it. Wow. And always look at celebrate birthdays, because I got that from you when you called, celebrating your son's birthday. And it sounds like birthdays are special to you, too. And so, you know, appreciate that day.
I definitely do. He's the best gift that
I know.
Is
he your only child, or he's your oldest or your youngest?
I have two stepchildren also, but he's my only one, my baby. Right now, I should say my young man.
Oh, yeah, now he's, he's an adult. He's really an adult. But it sounds like your stepkids are, it's from their tone in your voice when you mention them, like, they're my kids, too.
They're
my stepkids, but those kids, too. My babies, too. Yeah. But that's good. That is good. Wow. They sound like they're younger than him.
No, they're older.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why you call him baby. That's the baby. Yeah.
He's the baby.
That's good. Yeah. So I like listening to you. What?
I said I'm blessed because all three of them are, well behaved and productive.
Oh, good. Now I like listening to LA radio. I like listening to Ryan Seacrest. So I'll be listening to iHeart Radio at 7, listening to on air Ryan Seacrest. And you know he's really a Southern guy too. You know you're from Texas. I'm down here in Mississippi, and he's from outside of Atlanta.
Right in Georgia.
Yeah. So I like listening to your radio coming from LA. Also, I've only been to California once, and that was more than 20 years ago. But I think I need to come visit real soon.
It's a different place.
You ever go back to Texas?
I was just there a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my parents stayed there. So.
Oh, okay. Good. That is good. I know they were glad to see you all.
We surprised them. So, yeah, they were happy.
It wasn't a surprise visit.
I always do that.
That was, I love that too. Oh, man, surprise visit. Oh, my God. that's amazing right there, a surprise visit. Goodness.
Yeah. My son and I flew in, and they were not expecting me.
Not at all.
Not at all.
So you
didn't even recognize me at first.
It was whose idea?
I said they didn't even recognize me because my cousin brought me down. I had someone else to pick me up from the airport, and
uh-huh.
He got out of the car and he was talking to them. And then me and my son got out, and they both were shocked.
who were they expecting? I mean, what were they thinking?
They thought it was my cousin's wife and his son.
Oh my God!
Because they weren't thinking I was there.
Yeah, they wasn't thinking, well, you're in California doing whatever.
Right.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope no one collapsed.
That's exactly what they did.
So you're good at keeping secrets. Had you been talking to them, or you had just been, like hadn't talked to them?
No, I talk to my parents every week.
Uh-huh. And you didn't say, they probably asked you, well, what do you have planned? And you like, oh, just the regular stuff, huh?
That's exactly what I did.
Well, that sounds good right there. Yeah. Oh, man.
They
probably
felt
like, I'm good. They probably said they're going to get you. They owe you a surprise now.
Oh, no.
So they're going to get you back.
No, my parents are over there. They're 16 and we're at home.
Yeah, they're going to surprise you when you least expect it. And you be sure to tell us about it.
Yeah, that would be a surprise.
Wow. So is there anything else going on?
No, everything is excellent. I mean, it's a new day, so I'm just taking it as it is.
Yes, it's the weekend. You can hold on. I'm going to play another song by Prince and talk more about the final, NBA finals. So you can hold on and talk more if you would like.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to speak with you. And I will just listen to you.
You're welcome. And so since I know you call in and listen, I do that also. And sometimes I don't want to be put on the air. So I see your number, but when you want to make a comment, press 1, and that'll let me know that you want to make a comment. Because sometimes you might call in just to listen. So when you want to make a comment, whenever you call in just to listen, press 1, and then that'll let me know that you want to make a comment.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Okay. You're welcome, because you might call in like Monday and say, well, I'm just going to call in and listen. And then here I am. Hey, Rita, what's up? And you're like, I'm a big mouth. So if you want to make a comment and talk about what's on your mind, just press 1, and then I'll put you on air. But if you don't do that, I'll know you're just listening to the show.
Thank you. Be blessed.
You're welcome, and thank you, and thank you for, I know you're praying for me, because talking about church, you're a praying woman, and I'm keeping you in my prayers, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you can stay on, and if you, I keep it open, keep your mic open, so whenever you want to make a comment, you can.
Okay, I'll just put my phone on mute so that you don't have the background noise.
Okay, thank you. It's been fun. Happy birthday to Prince Rogers Nelson. We'll be right back. Damn, Prince. Remember when he performed that on Jimmy Kimmel back in October? Wow. Having a fun conversation with my friend of the show, across the pond. Just talking about the weather here in the States. Well, here in the Deep South where I am and where he is also. So well, we always have interesting conversations. It's good to have good conversations. And we always tend to talk. I notice a lot of us listeners of the show and myself, we're history buffs. Anything that we talk about, we pretty much like to add that notation of history to it, to what we're talking about. So that's a good thing. Again, last night's game, San Antonio were victorious, and the score was 92-88. And the next game will be on June the 9th. Game 2 will be, of course, San Antonio. They're still in Miami. On Sunday night, and that's going to be on ABC again at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, but it's Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Central. So, again, the score was 92-88. Spurs, 92, Heat, 88. Game 3 will be Tuesday, June 11th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ABC. Game 4 will be Thursday, June the 13th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ABC, of course. And if necessary, if it's not a sweep, I mean, this is what they have, you know, if necessary. Game 5, Sunday, June the 16th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ABC, if necessary. So they know if it's not a sweep. Game 6, if it goes to 7 games, Tuesday, June 18th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ABC, of course, if necessary. Game 7, Thursday, June 20th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, ABC, if necessary. I heard that the Saints have been had a pretty good mini camp. You know, they had mini camp this week open to the public. And, oh, lo and behold, oh, my God. And you know I need to be there. But most definitely, I was talking to one of my friends who's in Miami, and she's a big fan of the team and a fan of some of our favorite NFL players are on the Saints. And I was like, I wonder how spring camp is going on, mini camp. And she had told me that she had checked out some pictures. But, you know, you can always check out NFL.com to find out what's going on with the overall in the NFL and what's going on with the mini camps and OTAs and just what's going on. Because, you know, the season might be in the fall and winter, but NFL news happens year-round, like NFL channel always says, network always says. But I know Coach is ready. And, you know, I'm really rooting for those Cowboys and those Saints. I'm rooting for all 32 teams, but you all know my favorite team. And so I'm hearing that they're looking good. You know, I know Coach is pumped. And, you know, we're just believing that, you know, they're going to do their thing and win the NFC South again and hopefully go all the way. Remember, Coach is coming back from a suspension, but he's also returned back to a new contract also. And but one thing about it, Coach Sean is one of those old-hand coaches. When they practiced here in the city of Jackson at Millsap College from 06 to 08, and I was there religiously at 07, 08 at their practices. And one good thing about Coach Sean is he's a, and nothing wrong with coaches that aren't hands-on. I'm talking about actually get out there. But Coach is one of those hands-on coaches. Actually get out there and practice and sweat with the players. And so just from the interviews I've seen, Coach is ready. You know, Drew Brees and the overall team seem like the morale is up after what they have been through the past couple of years, you know. And I know some of you are saying, well, they brought it on themselves, but I'm just saying the morale of the team is in a good place. But visit their website at NewOrleansSaints.com, and you can follow them on Twitter at Saints, just Saints. And also they check out their Facebook page also. But then the Cowboys, you can follow them at Dallas Cowboys. And I'm always getting news about them, so I do my best to share what's going on with the Cowboys and then any other news that's going on within the NFL. Because I haven't seen something about somebody else's mini camp that had been going pretty good. And last night was the MLB baseball draft, right? And so I've been sharing information regarding MLB draft also on my social media pages. But congratulations to all of those who are drafted into the MLB Major League Baseball on last night. Wow. So, again, thank you for tuning in. I was prepared to play a PSA, but something's happened. So just want to make sure. Just trying to make sure that that's okay. Get the PSA on. There's some more news that I need to share. So I am going to multitask as I talk about get the music, get the PSAs right. Birthdays today. We talked about Prince's birthday, and today's Breon's birthday. Rita, avid listener of the show, 21st birthday. So happy birthday to Breon again. But also it's actor Liam Neeson's birthday today. He turns 61. He's a good actor. You know, I still feel sad for him regarding, you know, when his wife had died about 4 or 5 years ago. I was sad. She was a good actress also. James Ivory, director, 85. Tom Jones, singer, 73. Jeannie Jones, TV show host, 67. Wonder how she's doing. Colleen Camp, actress, 60. Johnny Clegg. Okay, I think it's back working now. A singer, songwriter, 60. Louise Erdrich, author, 59. L.A. Reid, today's L.A. Reid's birthday, he's 57. Prince, of course. Rock musician, 55. Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, is 54. Dave Navarro, I knew it was his birthday. I knew it was someone I had not mentioned. Rock musician, James Addiction, Red 46, Hot Chili Peppers. I love me some Dave Navarro, he's awesome. Allen Iverson, those of you who don't know who he is, but keep it with Carmen Electra, someone that Prince discovered. He is Carmen's, he's her ex-husband. Remember, she was once married to him. Allen Iverson, basketball player, 38. Anna Torv, actress, French, 34. Anna Kournikova, tennis player, 32. Michael Cera, actor, 25. Oh, my God, I love this actor, comedian. Bill Hader, Saturday Night Live. He's only 35 today. So happy birthday to our favorite celebrities. And on this day in 2001, President George W. Bush signed a $1.35 trillion 10-year tax cut into law. And then also on this day in 1929, Vatican City became a sovereign state as copies of the Lateran Treaty were exchanged in Rome. In 1939, King George V, I believe, the fifth, arrived in Niagara Falls, New York, from Canada on the first visit to the U.S. by a reigning British monarch. And, oh, this is so sad. Oh, man. 1998, James Byrd Jr., a 49-year-old African-American man, was chained to a pickup truck and dragged to death in Jasper, Texas. That was sad. 98, that doesn't seem like that long ago. 2000, a federal judge ordered the breakup of Microsoft Corporation. And in 2003, in a national first, New Hampshire Episcopalians, did I say it right? Yeah. Episcopalians elected an openly gay man, the Reverend V. Gene Robinson, to bishop. And in the sports news, Roger Federer of Switzerland became the sixth man in tennis history to win a career Grand Slam and tie Pete Sampras' record of 14 major singles titles when he won the French Open in 2009. Again, thank you to those in the chat room, and thank you to Rita for calling in and talking and talking about our son's birthday and other fun things and our favorite shows. It's good to talk and socialize, and it's just fun, right? It is to me. So it's nothing wrong with that, and you never know. I like the advice that she shared with us also, and I know many of us worldwide are taking that in and ingesting that, because it's good to receive good positive words in a world where sometimes we hear nothing but negative things or feel negative things. So it's good to keep that sincere, like Rita said, from within, feel that positiveness and that love from within, because therefore we can deal with things better when we know that we're feeling fine on the inside. You know, we can, and really dealing with things is what makes us stronger on the inside. And you know, God brings us through it. So that was some good advice that she shared with us. Really, and you have to think harmony, and you have to think peace, and you have to think coming from within. And sometimes it's not easy getting there, but what's important is that we work on getting there, right? I know, right? So that is something, because I'm saying that it might touch other people, but really, those words she shared, honestly, they touched me. For real, I'm not joking. And so I know it definitely. So sometimes it's good to share. If you touch one person in a positive way, that's a good thing right there. I've heard that of people who speak and performers say, well, if I touch one person, my job is done. And that, you know, that means a lot. If you have touched one person, that goes a long way. Now, I'm gonna hit silence for a second, because I'm working on getting my PSAs and my music back on air. Okay. It has something to do with my internet. The reason why my PSA didn't play and more music. Where are the comedians out there? I love it when comedians call in. They're funny. I'm going to start playing snippets of, like, some of our favorite comedians. I think that would be fun. Okay. But there, I have it back. So thank you for your patience.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, and there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Wow. That is
to take care of ourselves. A message from the American Lung Association.
Daniel nació 2 meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500.000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos.
To her, got that word, I move that T. Had it by a bladder, she like, oh, I got pee. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. I talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting domed. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you come and come on. Flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica, to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say the money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
This morning, I was listening to, of course, the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Follow them on Twitter, TJM Show, TJ Anthony Brown, Civil. Oh, hey, but they were really paying tribute and honoring Prince. You know, it was an amazing mix. But this is a mix that I love to play on Mondays, on Motivate Monday, from Martin Smith, Prince MPT Master Mix. And you can check out Martin Smith at SoundCloud.com.
Clocking the jizz.
Oh, yeah. Love that. That's a good song to dance and exercise to. Chi-Town right now doing his thing, Mars Mills, covering Little Red Corvette.
Mm-hmm. the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden line. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and believe in faith. I took what must be done, try to park the foot before I say, children, some more than you. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say,
blue red Corvette.
Baby, you're much too fast.
Corvette.
You need to find the love that's gonna last. Get the ship close, my eyes. We drove me to the place where your horses run free. I felt it ill when I saw all the pictures of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah,
little red Corvette.
Baby, you're much too fast.
Yes, you are.
Little red Corvette.
You need to find a love that's gonna last. That's gonna last.
Nelson, native of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Sending much love and prayers also to the Jackson family, to Michael Jackson's baby girl, 15-year-old daughter, Paris Jackson. We're praying for you and for your grandmother and your brothers and your entire family and all those who love and support your family, the Jackson family. We love you and we care for you. We don't want you to ever feel alone and that you'd have no one there for you because you do have us. Here's Dread Days, Protect Shine, and I'll be concluding real soon, but you'll hear my voice again, and you'll hear one or two more songs also. Shout out to my friends in the chat room also. One of my friends who's in the chat room who I love talking to. Forward to the weekend. I love weekends too. I love Fridays. I love Saturdays. We love every day, right? Every day is a blessing, but nothing about Fridays and Saturdays. Here's Dread Days, their new single, Protection.
Thank you.
Another song I love, because this is the weekend. To be honest, it's a little sprinkling rain, but I think it's going to be a beautiful day here in the deep south of Texas City. But many of you will be wearing your sunglasses, if it's dark or not, sunny, rain or not. So I love playing this cover tune of Jess Lamb's Sunglasses at Night. I know, when I love a song, I wear it out, right? I know, his Sunglasses at Night.
I wear my
the Foundry. Shout out to Dallas, Fort Worth, Big D. Love me some Texas. Love me some Mississippi, too. Love America, love the world. God bless America, God bless the world. Again, happy birthday to you. You're celebrating your birthday anniversary and special occasions, graduations, engagements. This is June, meaning June is wedding season. So congratulations if you are getting married this month or anytime soon. Congratulations to you. And, again, happy birthday to our guy, Prince, 55. Do me, baby. Thank you again. You've been listening to Puff the Shock and the Tan Reports. Hey, this is like a Friday weekend edition of Puff the Shock and the Tan Reports. It's been a blast. Always fun talking. Call more often and love chatting with you in the chat room. It's always a blast. We're going to have some deep conversations in the chat room. You don't believe me? I dare you to create a listener profile and come into the chat room and chat with us. And you will see and sign up for yourself and interact with the entire blogtalkradio.com community. Big shout out to the blogtalkradio.com staffers, the veteran trainers, fellow hosts and producers, and of course, listening audience and advertisers, especially. Let us know when you want to advertise. Let me know when you would like to advertise. The average listener each month, I've calculated and got together. I guess 2,500, reached 2,500 on an average monthly. So, you know, it's never really lower, so it's always 2,500 or less. So on the average, 2,500 listeners. And remember, archived also. So when you advertise, hey, you're reaching many listeners, and also the archive shows are reaching many listeners. So some of you have inquired about advertising since the beginning. And so if you're really ready, let us know. Okay. Thank you. I'm still in the chat room also. But here's Prince, Do Me Baby. And you all can probably hear on air with Ryan Seacrest in the background. I need to turn my touch down. Shout out to T-Mobile. Also love T-Mobile. Upgraded my other Android. So there's a new BlackBerry on the market. I don't have that new one that just got on the market. I have a BlackBerry Curve now, but much needed. So I can really handle my business professional duties and really separate my profession and my professional duties. But most importantly, I can really handle my professional duties in a timely manner. Also, I love my touch. But my other Android, it definitely needs upgraded because it was a replacement refurbished replacement of a phone that I had. And it was recommended to T-Mobile, hey, because I was like, well, I probably should upgrade. Or they suggested to me I should upgrade. So I upgraded to BlackBerry Curve. But there's a new BlackBerry that's hitting the market, like, right now as we speak. It's awesome. But I'm getting the swing of the other BlackBerry Curve, and I'm digging it. And I'm still getting adjusted to this MyTouch, because it's a replacement of my other MyTouch, because my original MyTouch had keyboards. So one thing I'm glad, so the one I have now is touch tone. So my BlackBerry, it does have a keyboard. So I guess that's why a lot of my friends like to stick to their BlackBerries, their smartphone BlackBerries, because of the keyboards. So that was a blessing right there that I do have the luxury of handling the keyboard again. Because that's what I missed on my MyTouch from my old, because the new one is only a touch tone screen. But I'm getting the swing of it because I'm like, you know, I need that keyboard. Sometimes a touch tone, it gets to me. But again, thank you. Been having fun conversations in the chat room. Really enjoyed Rita. Looking forward to her calling back and sharing conversation with us. It's just good to have a good old-fashioned conversation. And again, happy birthday to her son, Breon. He turned 21. Having fun time at school. And just have a blessed good time. 21 is a special time. And I just have fun celebrating your 21st birthday. I mean, it's fun for guys and girls, right? Guys and ladies. So, I mean, 21, 18, 21, 25. Oh, man. I mean, every birthday is special, but when you turn 21, oh, my God, it's like, I made it. Yay, I'm so happy. So I know he is happy, so happy birthday again to Breon, to Prince. To yesterday was my late friend, Christopher Neal. Chris Neal's birthday on yesterday, so a big shout-out to Chris and to his son Bud and his mother Melody, because Bud has a grandbaby. And I was telling Melanie on Chris's memorial page yesterday that Chris would be so proud of so excited regarding the arrival of his baby, grandbaby. So I know his spirit is just surrounding them. I'm so happy to see that special grandbaby, granddaughter. Yesterday was a longtime friend of mine, Robert Mack's birthday. So happy birthday to Robert Mack. And it's a lot of birthdays, but it's happy birthday to all the Geminis. Just happy, happy, happy birthday. If I'm not mistaken, I think Marcus Patrick's birthday was yesterday or is today. Happy birthday to actor, martial artist, dancer, Marcus Patrick, model. Happy birthday to him also. If his birthday wasn't yesterday, it's today too. It's a lot of birthdays. But again, thank you and God bless. You've been listening to, of course, the weekend edition, the Friday edition of the Shotgun Pam Report. And remember, when you fit the profile, you can now click and like the Facebook page also. And check out Tumblr, too. Thank you to those that follow my Tumblr page. My profile there, Culture Shock, Inc., Beth, KULTRESHOKENTBTH. And also Instagram. I'm going to get more active on Instagram. And my Instagram is KULTUREShokENT, Beth, also. So I want to start getting more active on that page. And again, congratulations to Mayor Chokwe Lumumba. He will be sworn in on July the 1st. A big shout out also to the Mississippi GOP headquarters, where I spent my day after voting for Chokwe, volunteering. And I talked to some awesome people in Ripley and Mississippi and Webster County, some awesome Mississippi voters. And tomorrow we'll be volunteering at the Kara Shelter. You can follow them on Twitter at Kara Shelter. The local no-kill animal shelter. They're having an event tomorrow at a local upscale gentleman's clothing store called Great Scott. And it's going to be a lot of fun at this event tomorrow. It's also the Major Evers Homecoming Parade, also here in Jackson, Mississippi. I think it starts at 10 o'clock. So, again, thank you for tuning in and listening. And thank you to my friend in the Netherlands also. We always have a great time talking, and you have a great weekend also. Well, but, again, God bless, and we'll conclude the show with Do Me Baby.
Just
yes, that's so smooth and so cool. Trent, again, thank you again for tuning in, and I really appreciate your support, and shout out to supporters, and thank you for your feedback and your continued love. It's so amazing. And again, just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And one more song, I'll be sure. Okay, shout out also to Watson, Quality Ford, and also the Rick and the Pig and everyone out there. A few weeks ago, I had gone on a test drive, and you all know I'm in need of wheels, especially a mini SUV, you know, being one that's very active and have pets, and looking forward to relocating, going to Dallas and going back and forth. So, you know, it's not a want, it's like a necessity that I get some new wheels. And I'm someone who have always loved to get behind the wheel, and it's been ages since I just, like, had that freedom of just getting behind the wheel anytime. So I'm praying on getting new wheels in the near future. Shout out to my regular sales guy also. I believe it's still at Hearing Gear Chevrolet also, because both my vehicles I've had three. One was a Cougar, but then the other two were Chevrolets. And so I love Chevrolets, and then I love American cars. And Ford is, I love the Ford Escape, and the Ford Edge is what I test drove, and the Escape is awesome. So nice mini SUVs, you know. And I test drove that Chevy Equinox back during the Christmas holidays, and I like how it rode also. But, you know, it seemed, just any, it would be a blessing. But I think that Escape might be my match or whatever. So keep in your prayers, getting wheels. But thank you again for your support, and just want to shout out, you know, those kind people. Are friends of mine, and I love networking with Miss Peggy on Facebook and all that good stuff. I thought I was through talking, but you know me, I just like to thank people, because it's so important to let people know how you appreciate them. I appreciate you all, the listeners, and those of you that I network with in person and online. It's definitely amazing. This internet is just amazing, and doing internet radio is amazing also. I've done community radio before in the 90s, but this is awesome also, to be able to do internet radio from, like, the comfort of your own space also. But thank you, and God bless. It's been amazing. And here's I'll Be Sure.
would make a mini brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy tricks and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love just. Love the flawless. What I did the most is that you keep beating your head until I want it.
Yeah.